The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The idea of shortening the five-day work week to 4 days isn't new, but a recently concluded study involving dozens of companies and hundreds of employees put the shorter work week to a real-world test.
They gave high scores for work-life balance, less burnout, less stress, more time, of course, with their families and other personal time. And the result was that people actually did produce almost the same amount of work in 4 days, not five.
We'll talk with WSJ's Vanessa Fermans after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Should the work week be cut to 4 days? Results of a year-long study to answer that question are out. WSJ's Vanessa Fermans joins me. So, Vanessa, how was this study carried out?
So this was a combination of a number of trials that have been conducted around the world, actually. This one involved the data from companies in the US, the UK, Ireland, and Canada, and was several dozen companies that participated in this. And it looked at the effects of a four-day work week over 12 months.
About how many employees were involved?
Several hundred.
And to be clear, we're talking about 4 days of work, period, not 4 days in the office.
That's right. The idea behind this is 4 days of work, regardless of where you are. That means, on average, the ideal would be 32 hours of work. The concept is basically testing out whether employees working 80% of the time can still carry out 100% of the output at 100% of the pay that they would traditionally get in a five-day work week.
What was it that caused the researchers to want to do this study? What is it that brought them to this point of rounding up these companies and employees in doing this?
The concept of a four-day work week has been kicked around for decades. It was already brought up in the Nixon era, if you can imagine, and even before that. And so you have had here and there companies flirt with, experiment with a four-day work week. I would say the pandemic is really what has galvanized a lot of the momentum around looking at this again. We saw, first of all, a big study that even preceded the pandemic that took place in Iceland several years ago, and that showed quite promising results. That looked at the experience of dozens of companies in Iceland, and the results there were promising. And since then, we've had this huge pandemic that has really caused so many of us to rethink the way work gets done. We know, for instance, remote work has become more of an option for a lot of people. Companies are flirting with giving their workers flexibility in other ways. And this four-day work week comes really out of that whole reexamination of our relationship to work.
All right. So what were the results?
They were pretty promising. If you're looking at wanting to work 4 days a week, this is good news for you. What they found were that on the whole, when it came to how workers felt, their well-being held up. They gave high scores for work-life balance, less burnout, less stress, more time, of course, with their families and other personal time. For companies, the good news is that productivity held up and that most of these companies would like to continue to do this.
What kind of an experience was this for the workers? Were they asked to cram 5 days of work into four?
That is the interesting part. The idea was if these workers, these companies could perhaps organize their days in more efficient, more productive ways. They could actually get the same amount of work done. And so all of these companies did some prep work. That was part of the requirements for participating in this trial. They looked at their days. They looked at where are the inefficiencies. As you can imagine, a lot of it was around meeting times. They eliminated meetings. They gave workers more time to focus on their work. It required some discipline. And the result was that people actually did produce almost the same amount of work in 4 days, not five.
So when companies did make the switch from 5 days to 4 days, was it a gradual thing, or did they say more or less, all right, starting next week, it's 4 days?
I wouldn't say most companies went into this cold turkey. Part of the way this trial worked was there was some prep work in advance. Companies got advice on how to make their work weeks shorter but more efficient. And some of these companies already were flirting with ways to give their workers a bit of a break, where they would say, yes, have certain days that were devoted exclusively to solo, uninterrupted work time. And some companies were already flirting with things like something akin to a summer Friday, where people got Friday afternoon off. And then they built on the 4 day work week from there.
Now, you mentioned in some past studies, companies saw the results and they want to continue with a 4 day work week. Was it like that across the board?
Those have been the results that have been pretty consistently across the board in all of these trials. And I should add, this particular study was a combination of some of the trials that have already come out, and the results of those trials have been reported. This particular trial was looking not just after 6 months what the result was, they were looking 12 months after the trial started. So it was really looking at the long-term effects of some of the trials that we've already heard about.
You know, in the U.S., even with a renewed focus on work-life balance and changes we've seen as a result of the pandemic, employees here are often branded as workaholics. They check their email and they're writing correspondence almost everywhere they go. Is a 4 day work week in the U.S. realistic on a larger scale? What are the challenges?
The jury is still out how this works across a large, complex, say, multinational company. A lot of the companies that have been participating in this are smaller companies. Some of the bigger ones may have like over 1,000 workers, but a lot of them have, say, 50 to 500 workers. A lot of them are continuing it. But if you look at the labor market, the corporate business world as a whole, there's still very much a drop in the bucket. But it is gaining some popularity. We'll see.
That's Wall Street Journal writer and editor Vanessa Fermins. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.